He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world with all the business love you really need. StrictlyDrJ.com. StrictlyDrJ.com. Right here on New HD Los Angeles tonight, every Friday night at 8 p.m. It's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show with me, Dr. J, when we celebrate the greatest decade in music, the 80s. And you can listen to the replay Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. right after the Strictly Business Weekly Edition at 7 a.m. We got your Sunday morning straight. And then after two doses of Dr. J, we're going to send you right off to the house of the Lord to get right for the week. Dr. J and the Lord JC in one day. Man, your Sundays are set. Believe that. All right. Okay, we've been cleared to do some Strictly Business headlines, and here we go. Okay, we're going to start off in some chick pizza business. Chick-fil-A is testing out a new dish through Little Blue Menu, an innovative kitchen brand created by the fast food joint.
Say what?
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
The test kitchen is offering five new pizza pies, including a calzone at its College Park, Maryland location.
I've been in this place for 20 minutes just to get a seat. Some people told me the food in here was really good.
It's excellent.
I certainly hope so. I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
That's enough of that. Now, the new menu options are Buffalo Ranch Pizza Pie, a mozzarella cheese topped pizza with Chick-fil-A nuggets, buffalo sauce, ranch dressing drizzles, and lemon pepper seasoning. Also, they have a cheese pizza pie, a signature tomato sauce pizza topped with mozzarella cheese, pepperoni pizza pie, a signature tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese pizza topped with pepperoni, and a pepperoni pizza round, a twist on the classic calzone stuffed with signature tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni.
Gonna die on the toilet, honey.
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
Now, Stuart Tracy, senior culinary lead developer, said in an online statement, quote, "We've noticed our customers getting creative with Chick-fil-A ingredients on pizzas at home. So we've decided to jump on board. Your taste buds already know the flavors. So it's love before first bite."
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
That's all you had to say.
So, social media strikes again. There were people taking Chick-fil-A home, using the toppings on some pizza, among other things. So that means it's time to cash in or go down in flames. Now, Chick-fil-A is in the top five of fast foods, only behind Taco Bell, Subway, Starbucks, and of course, Mickey D's. So they'll never go down in flames, praise the Lord. But I think this is a bad idea. They're not open 24/7. They're not open on Sundays, even in sports arenas and stadiums where they have locations. They're still closed. Why start taking the lead from a bunch of social media wannabes? You'll never see In-N-Out doing this, not even on their secret menu. People who know pizza and appreciate pizza are not going to go here for pizza. People who know pizza don't even go to California Pizza Kitchen. And even if they do, they don't order pizza. Right? I make better pizza in my kitchen. If California Pizza Kitchen only served pizza, they would have been out of business years ago. And they know this. And California Pizza Kitchen, if you like to sponsor the Strictly Business Show, email me at drj@strictlybizshow.com. Okay, moving on. In There's No Gambling in Baseball Business, Epi Metsahora, hope I'm saying his first name right, Major League Baseball interpreter extraordinaire and longtime sidekick to Shohei Ohtani, has got them both in some flaming hot water. Now, according to a report from ESPN, Metsahara is linked to an investigation worth $4.5 million and millions of dollars from Ohtani's bank account was allegedly wired to a bookie for illegal gambling purposes.
You are a heathen. That's what you are, a heathen.
According to the LA Times, Ohtani's attorneys are accusing Metsahara of being involved in a massive theft of the two-time MVP's money to place bets with an illegal bookie.
Man, you are one twisted f***.
The Dodgers fired Metsahara shortly after the LA Times and ESPN's bombshell reports about the interpreter were published on Wednesday.
You are a heathen. That's what you are, a heathen.
Now, the allegations come as the LA Times reports the alleged bookie tied to Metsahara, Matthew Bauer, is under federal investigation.
I don't know if you are familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That's all you had to say.
Well, I'm not a spokesperson for Major League Baseball, although I'd love the gig, but I can assure you this morning, every other team in the league woke up and said, not only did we save $700 million? We ain't got to deal with this crap. This is embarrassing. Well, the last few years, it seems like there's always some type of conspiracy with the Dodgers. We had Trevor Bauer with the whole rough sex thing. Now we have the biggest free agent in the world, the biggest sports free agent in the world, and now we got to deal with this. Baseball is already a long season, and I'm a big Dodger fan. I love baseball, but it's about to get real long this time. And I'm a little disappointed in my Dodgers organization not doing an investigation about everybody around Ohtani, because you don't spend this much money on a contract on a MVP type of player like this and don't do your due diligence and find out who's in his circle and who's doing what. Also, this money was allegedly transferred last year. Okay, so this just didn't happen. This happened last year. So where was the Angels on this when this was happening? Because that's what his team was last year, right? He was with the Angels. So what happened to them? Somebody had to know about this and just drop the ball on it. Okay, it's gonna be a long season though. And finally, in fight or flight business, First Class on Frontier.
Say what?
Not even close. But the budget airline on Tuesday launched a new add-on to get more room at the front of its tightly packed planes with a no middle seat neighborhood.
Say what?
I read it and I said it and I still don't believe it. Starting on April 10th, Frontier will offer UpFront Plus in the first two rows of its Airbus planes, where it will block the cell of the middle seat.
Say what?
I said they are going to block the cell of the middle seat.
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
Those seats will also include 4 to 5 inches more legroom compared with most of the seats on the planes. Prices start at $49, which means they're going to be a lot higher than $49. For bookings made by March 20th for flights between April 10th and April 30th. But the seat option is not intended as a limited time offer.
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
Yeah, I think they know that by now.
That's all you had to say.
Listen, I don't fly Frontier or Spirit. I don't know what that experience is all about. I looked at some tickets and I thought, wow, this is cheap, until I saw how they wanted to reroute me to 5 different stops. I was just going to Northern California. I was actually trying to book a flight up north. I live in Southern California. I was going up north and they wanted to reroute me to Nevada and Phoenix just to get me up north for $49. It would have took me 6 hours to get there. So I just went to Southwest, good old dependable Southwest, and booked me a ticket to go straight to Northern California for like $50 more. Why would I spend $49 and take me 6 hours to get up north when I could pay an extra $50 and find a ticket to go straight there in 45 minutes? right? Oh, God, that's going to do it for the Strictly Business headlines today. You have got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Los Angeles.